of four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline in the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
The late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy. Economy.
Welcome.
This is Money Talks.
Good morning, good morning. You're listening to Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on the radio. I'm Troy Harmon, here today with Casey Smith and Jarrett McKenzie. Both hold the CFP designation. Jarrett, you got an add-on too, right?
Yeah, I do.
What is that?
It's a CWS, a Certified CWS. Wealth Strategist. Yeah.
Right. Is it anything like CVS?
Not quite.
No,
not
okay. Quite. It's not a drugstore. You are not a pharmacist.
No, you are nowhere close.
Yeah, Certified Wealth Strategist.
That's right.
At least that's not his primary job.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah. So you're moonlighting.
Exactly. That's right.
The company's going to be interested to know that and to have found out in such a strange manner.
Got
to
make a new filing now.
That's
your
right.
OBA.
Oh.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I thought maybe KC had something to do about the oversight of you anyway, so
I know Troy, you just busted me
so
out
I'll
for
get
all
them both
kind of people.
Is that the way it is?
Right.
All right, guys, in all seriousness, two guys from our planning and implementation department. These guys are financial planners, can help you answer questions about your future in finance, your financial future, however you want to say it. So guys, markets did all right this week, huh?
Yeah, especially today. Yeah. Surprising how big of a jump we had today.
Yeah, today, as you say, is Thursday. We pre-record the show Thursdays for your listening pleasure on Saturday morning. Hopefully the weatherman was right and everybody's sitting around enjoying some sunshine in, 70 degrees, something like that it'll be.
Yeah, it's definitely not 70 today.
It is not.
I wasn't expecting that.
I tell you what, and we're starting to see some folks get sick. I think the vacillation in the temperature is probably not helping.
Tell you what, I've got a little bit of a scratchy throat, so I apologize for the...
Yeah,
I think we all got a little bit of it.
Don't get over close to me. Thanks.
You're welcome.
S&P 500 year-to-date is up. This is not year-to-date. They're giving us weird numbers. That is going to be
year-to-date,
3.36%. Yeah. Information technology leading the way at 7.27. Technology actually sold off pretty big after the elections.
Yep.
One of the few sectors that did so. We did see utilities. Some of the other interest rate sensitive. Sectors actually lulled a little bit, but nothing like technology right after the election. Make your own decision as to why that might have happened. But it looks like tech is catching up now.
Making a comeback for sure.
Absolutely. We do have two sectors that are negative on the year. Telecom's down 3.8. Telecom was one of the big winners in 2016.
Along with energy, which is the other laggard.
Energy is our other laggard. 4.6%, a slight loss in the year. I say slight. That's about half a year's return on the normal S&P 500, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Energy, since mid-2014, has kind of gone its own way. OPEC truly has, and more specifically, Saudi Arabia has had an impact on the price of oil, and they continue to do just exactly that. Financials that had a great December and November are off to about a 2% start on the year.
Yeah.
Utilities that had lagged so badly are still behind the market, but positive 0.71%. And some of those, we'll get into this as we go along, but interest rates are actually declining.
Yeah. What's up with that?
Yeah, a little bit strange. This week we saw pretty significant declines on the long end of the yield curve. I say pretty significant. In a week's time, to lose 10 basis points or 0.1% is pretty significant, and I think we did that both at the 10 and the 30 year.
Yeah.
Was that commensurate with short term? Did you do a comparison at all? Have you seen?
Yeah, no. They
fell. 2 year rates were down about 4.8 basis points.
So,
I was going to ask you about that, Troy, if there was any kind of sign that it might be flattening a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we're seeing. And I think it's really just a pullback from what we saw, right after the election.
Right.
We're still looking probably end of June. Options are implying that we're going to have another interest rate increase. Sorry.
Right.
And then probably another sometime in September. The Fed told us back in December when we did get an interest rate increase that they would expect three more in 2017. The market doesn't reflect that right now.
They were expecting four during 2016, though.
They absolutely were. And we got one. Yeah, one in December and one the previous December. So we've had two rate increases over the last decade. Is that right?
Of a whopping 50 basis points or something.
Yeah.
So is this recent development then, you think, going to have any impact on what the expectations are for this year?
Well, I think what you see is short-term expectations. We, you know, it seems like the administration, who the market thought was going to come out guns a-blazing, they've done that to some degree, but they're getting a little bit of pushback, and the markets, the market rally, if you listen to the newspaper, and, you know, we try not to do too much timing, but the market rally is tired, says some. Mm-hmm. So, you know, honestly, I think we just have to sit back and watch what's going on in the market.
Right.
Watch what's going on. This is one of those situations. I prefer personally to read the paper, read the news, and see more about financial markets. It seems like even in the financial pages, it's all about politics right now. Yeah. So politics is important. Going into the election, I really didn't think it was going to be as important as it has become. Honest with you, I thought we were going to see President Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't take that the wrong way.
Well,
I'm not
a lot
saying
of people
I
do.
Wished it. I'm saying I expected it.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
All.
I think most people did, and
right.
We saw how the market reacted to that on the eve of the election.
Right, yeah.
The day of the election, the market
declined significantly.
Yeah, about 1,000 points in the futures, and then came back and opened pretty flat and finished the day up a couple hundred points.
Exactly,
I think,
so. Right, yeah. So, and since then, you know, we've had more or less positive markets. I think we still have a very good chance of lowering regulation and those sorts of things. And,
well, and so some of that political, you know, commentary and things you see in the newspaper, all of that is so short-sighted when in reality the markets are going to trade over a long term based on the earnings of the companies and their ability to sell their products and grow their earnings over time, right?
Absolutely. And speaking of earnings.
Yeah.
We are in the middle of earnings season. The S&P 500 has had 345 of the 500 companies report so far. Sales surprise is a positive 0.23%. It's pretty muted. Earnings surprise, 3.5%. The big negative, there's a couple of them, telecommunications, so it doesn't really make it's not really too confusing as to why telecom might be down year to date. The big positive, it looks like to me, here we go, financials.
Yep.
So financials have a 5.6% earnings surprise positive. As far as sales growth, which also impacts the bottom line or the price of a stock anyway, we've got a big negative here. We got energy, negative 10.12. So, again, energy was another of those that was down. So on year-over-year basis, earnings growth of negative 10%. Big winner, utilities, positive 17.87. Still kind of disappointing in return. Healthcare, which has gotten a little bit of love but not a whole lot, is looking like, where'd that go? I think 3.47% positive, financials 11.8% positive. So all things considered, the rate increase probably helped the fourth quarter for financials.
Right.
But it didn't significantly hurt operations and utilities. At the same time, we see utilities not doing much.
Right.
We're below 1% on the positive side. We've got a few things we probably ought to talk about with economics. Employment situation we got last Friday. This was for January. Payrolls increased 227,000, created more jobs in January. I think the president tweeted on that. If you guys are following him on Twitter, you probably got a whole lot more time on your hands than I do because I see it in the news. I don't see every tweet that's posted.
Is he on Twitter?
Posted.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Jared, you're scaring me, buddy.
I'm just kidding.
Unemployment rate increased.
He needs to stay off of Twitter.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
I could vote for that.
Yeah.
So total payrolls, in order to keep up with with population growth, it said we need around 125 to 127,000 jobs per month to be added. We got 227, so it was better than needed. And at the same time, we got unemployment rate that actually increased. Now, how do we wind up there?
Yeah, that's got to be just an increase in the what they call the labor participation rate.
Absolutely, yep. ISM non-manufacturing index, which is a fancy way to say the services index, came in relatively flat. The index was at 56.5 in January, slightly lower versus a 56.6 in December, which was revised slightly.
So explain that measure to me, Troy. Is that anything above 50 is
expansionary?
Is expansion?
Absolutely.
Okay. So we've been above 50 and relatively stable in that measure for a pretty good while now.
Yeah, absolutely. We surely have MBA mortgage applications on the lowered interest rates that we talked about a little bit earlier. Actually bounced higher, 2.3%. The refinance index was up 2.2. Purchase index, we're still buying houses at 1.8%. We also saw international trade soft. What do you expect doing that?
The strong dollar.
Yeah. Absolutely. It has a huge impact. So all things considered, economy's not doing too bad. We're bouncing along. Market's doing well. Let's take a quick break, guys. And we'll come right back with some questions from listeners.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.